Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
The merits and virtues of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now, one of the interesting things that happened during the lifetime of Prophet Muhammad and to one of his Sahaba was that, for example, Ibn Umar, the son of Umar ibn al-Khattab, said that during the lifetime of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his progeny, we used to recognize the hypocrites through their hatred of Imam Ali, alayhi salam. Now, imagine that. So they saw people, and if they had hatred of Imam Ali in their hearts, they would be recognized as hypocrites. Now, this is a very telling and alarming thing that we should not have any hatred of any of the infallibles, especially Imam Ali. Of course, we're not saying that the Sunni brothers are like this, but there are some people who are haters of the Ahlul Bayt in general, especially Imam Ali. And these people are actually hypocrites, as testified by the son of the second caliph, Ibn Umar.
Ali, Ali,
Ali,
Ali,
Ali,
Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, ارجو الهلال قلندر مست مست تم
مست قلندر مست مست تم مست
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program's To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Dear friends, in the beautiful universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, it seems like there is a whole treasure trove of treasure and wisdom and knowledge which truly cannot be explained in its full context. Many times we find that there is so much knowledge that can be acquired from the sayings and the knowledge and the wisdom of Imam Ali alayhi salam that really one is astounded. It is interesting, but Imam Ali himself says that, "Ask me questions, because this chest of mine is the storage of knowledge, and it is the knowledge which I have acquired from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam." So we find that no matter how much we speak about His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, we find that we can continue to keep on speaking about His Eminence. One of the beautiful characteristics that we find in Imam Ali alayhi salam is this idea of being forgiving and being merciful. Now, one of the places that you would normally think about being forgiving and being merciful is, for example, in the house or with your relations with another individual. But I am pretty sure that you would have not expected to see mercy and forgiveness on the battlefield. As it is commonly said, even though it is incorrect, all is fair in love and war, even though this, as I said, is not a correct statement. But this is what you hear from a lot of people and you hear from a lot of officials. And so here, everything being fair in war, of course, is something that Imam Ali alayhi salam himself has taught us, that this statement is not true. Not everything is fair in war. Now, for example, one of the things that we find at that age, because the wars and the battles that took place weren't like the conventional wars of the modern day where, you know, you can shoot somebody from a couple of hundred yards away and that's it, you've killed the other person. But the battles and the wars in that time were fought hand-to-hand, you know, person-to-person, one-on-one, sword-to-sword. And so it was quite difficult to kill somebody, and it was quite difficult to not be killed by somebody at the same time. And so you could imagine when you're fighting one-on-one in this kind of arena and this kind of an environment, of course, it's very scary. There's certain terror that is in your heart. You have to have a certain amount of courage and self power and self-will and control and these kind of things. But in one of the places where Imam Ali alayhi salam shows his aspect of being merciful and his aspect of forgiving others are in these wars. So, for example, in the very famous Battle of Siffin, we find that at one point in time, Amr ibn As, who was the, for all intents and purposes, the commander-in-chief of the army of Muawiyah, he was the chief advisor of Muawiyah, eventually to the point where he became the governor of Egypt on behalf of Muawiyah. And so here what we find is that in the battlefield, when Amr ibn As ends up facing Imam Ali alayhi salam, and he realizes that he is going to very quickly be killed, he unfortunately does a quite humiliating and shameful act, and he begins to take his clothes off. Now, of course, eventually, you know, he had no clothes on, and he started, while he was running, he was taking his clothes off. And so, of course, Imam Ali alayhi salam, when he realized that this individual is taking his clothes off, he turned the other way and he let him escape. Now, what's really interesting here is that it's so beautiful that this aspect of mercy and forgiveness, of course, is something that we should always have at hand. Now, I'm not going to say that in every single situation one must be merciful, because there are times when mercy has to be put aside. And of course, that itself is a long discussion. It takes a lot of variables that are, of course, taken into account.
you know. But for example, if somebody does a crime or he steals, at this point in time, it's very difficult to be lenient. Because matter of fact, if you're lenient and you're merciful, there's a very high likelihood that the situation will just continue to become worse, right? So if a group of people are rioting, vandalizing, burning, you know, public and private property, I mean, in that kind of a situation, you can't be lenient, otherwise they'll continue to burn that property. But still, we must always have this idea of mercy and being forgiving and forgivefulness at hand, so that when it is necessary and when it is appropriate, that we learn to forgive others and we learn to be merciful with one another. Of course, one of the beautiful lessons that we learn from the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
Muawiya would never have taken that governorship, nor his brother, nor his generation, if people would have listened to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger. We are sad about it, but we are also blessed with it. Because as sad as the situation is, Allah's victory is guaranteed. Inna fatahna laka fathan mubeena. لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. Allah is saying to the Prophet, success is guaranteed for you. And we will protect every accusation against you, which was past and the future. So don't worry. Karbala took place, don't worry. Imam Ali was martyred, don't worry. Our imams were persecuted, don't worry. Imam, all our imams, when Imam Hussein alayhi salam was met with Walid, who came as a governor in Medina, he says, I threaten you. You give the bay'ah to Yazid. Imam says, do you threaten me? Do you know who I am? We imams have made a covenant with Allah. We have made a covenant to give our lives. قُلِنَا صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. You think we're afraid of you? We're not afraid of you. Imam Hussein says, إِنْ كَانَ دِينُ مُحَمَّدٍ لَمْ يَسْتَقِمْ إِلَّا بِقَتْلِي. If this religion of the Holy Prophet cannot stand on its right path except by my death, then all swords come and get me. We are not afraid. Look at today. Who are the most feared people in the world today? Who are the ones who have all the armaments? Who are the ones who have all the tape recorders and the machineries to watch us? They've got infiltrators, they've got spies everywhere. You can't utter a word. Certain words have been made taboo. Don't mention it. There will come a time for us even to do salah will become difficult, because it will show our true quality. Who is my close companion who is ready to die? Many imam said. Imam in fact used to whisper to some people, by the way, Muawiyah will become Khalifa. Muawiyah will be very powerful. And people ask, why did Imam Ali mention that to some people? He was warning them that though you may love me, if you don't have a heart to come near me, don't. Keep aside. Because Muawiyah will grab you tomorrow. And he will torture your whole family. Mafia style.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.